This is the Chaotic Skull. Operator, we're going to start with the question and answer session. First question is by Matteo Boninzoni from Cavalier Chevrolet. Good afternoon. My first question is relating to the slide number 3, where you see the difference between growth in a half-year period, which in your guidelines of the year. So can you give us an update since you didn't update the estimates, the guidelines over the year? What is this due to, consider this positive in between the growth of this half year and the growth which had been expected? And then a question about the indebtedness level at the end of the year before disposals. If you can give us also an idea, a range, because the previous indication was between 850-900 million, and then the plan of disposals of concessions, if you have updates versus the most recent conference call we have held. One, just a single second, because I have to read some of the figures. I would say, as to your first question, I said that's a trend. If we look over, if we consider the year, if you look at the previous years, the second half has always been higher than the first half. What we are now in a situation where we have milestones, contractual milestones, which must be complied with. So it will depend on this, because a big contract also bring about changes in terms of 100 or 200 million a month, if not, if specific miles are not complied with. So let's say still plus 10%, but the trend is to have a higher figure. I cannot say now whether this is going to be like this, because it doesn't depend on programming cycle, but it depends on the execution capacity on the specific site. As to the debt we talked about, it was approximately 950 million. It was approximately 1 billion, slightly less, so it's 1.1. I don't see a huge difference here. We think that we can do better, so we are doing our best. I said that's a kind of a cautionary way. We're doing is to improve working capital as much as possible. As you probably recall, last year we had set a target of 1 billion and we reached 800. So we reached 800. We've been able to reach 800 now. The performance of last year is, I think, difficult to replicate, but we're doing our best to be in line, but cautiously, I said approximately this is going to be the figure. As to the update on disposals, we're ready to start. Greece did not help us. We postponed it a bit. As of September 1st, we'll be on the market with the beginning of this stage of discussions with the investors. We keep the execution times as they are. We will see by December where we've gotten. Our target is by December, the two main concession works will start operating in 2016, early 2016. We're expecting the fact that this transaction can be settled, not necessarily the last quarter of 2015, but certainly in the first few months of 2016. I hope I've been sufficiently clear. Thank you so much. Our next question is by Giuseppe Mapelli, Equita. Good afternoon. I have a couple of questions. The first one relating to equity and semi-equity investments. I'd like to understand whether you can give us an idea of what you are expecting from now through the end of the year and for 2016 as well. And second question is the A4 holding. Can you give us a progress an idea of the renewal, the concession of the A4 Valdastico or not, because we read a lot of rumors about these two concessions. We would like to understand whether you can give us the state of the art of the situation, give us an idea of what's going on. As to the equity investment by the end of the year, approximately 100 million, mainly relating to the two highway initiatives, but we already started paying for the Santiago Hospital, but these are small amounts for the beginning of the works. So, approximately 100 million. As to A4, what about semi-equity? I'll give you the overall amount. For us, the technical form depends on the technical modalities of the funding or financing. That's why the debt-equity ratio is very important, because it gives you significant benefit. If you are at 50%, the difference is important. If it's 80-20, the ratio is 80-20, the situation is different. So part of these 100 million is semi-equity. If you want the details, send us an email and we'll give you a detail of the amounts, because I cannot know them by heart. As to the A4 holding, the concession is not a renewal concession. The concession is until 2026. So that's the natural deadline. There are surrounding conditions which provide for a renewal subject to the fully self-financed, extension of self-financement which relates to the Valdastico node, in relation which there is an endless story, never-ending story of visions between the province and the regional authority, which seem now to be in line for one single solution. They're working on this, and the ministry is in line with that. They're working in this direction, so we are working in order to finalize the completion of this endless story. But basically, the concession has already set by 2026. Not a renewal of concession, but conditions surrounding the investment. But there is a strong interest. It's the only highway which didn't have any problem in terms of traffic, despite the very deep crisis our country has suffered. It has always been in surplus, or has always positive outcomes in terms of traffic. And there is a strong interest for the purchase of this private, which what seems to be the only private investment on the market. There is a strong interest both by financial operators and industrial operators. We'll see the first result of this activity with our partners in Banca Intesa. We are evaluating them together because we have a shared objective of giving value to this asset, or deciding what to do. We'll see whether the financial perspective will prevail over the industrial one, or vice versa. We'll see, but the developments will be quite surely visible by the end of the year. Next question by Alessandro Tortora by Mediobanca. Good afternoon, Mr. Cherry. I have two questions. There might be four. Don't shout at me. The first one is on the debt level in the first quarter. Can you give us an idea of the mix between construction and concession mix of the debt? The second question is on the end-of-year target. It's not clear. The range is not clear to me. It's 900 to 1 million. I didn't hear you. And the third question is about the debt, indebtedness level. Indications you give, you clearly assume that the semi-equity is going to be converted, so it's going to have an impact on the higher level of debt. And the last question is simply connected to the release of the provisions. If you give us an idea after provisions, or the amount of provisions, just to have an idea of a trend of the margin, kind of standardized trend of the margin. Always multiple questions. For some of them, you can discuss it with the investor relators, because I do not know the analytical details. As to the debt level, quite cautiously, I said that the debt by the end of the year is going to be approximately 1 billion, but I said that as a general indication. Today is 1.1, 600 is concession and 500 is construction. So by the end of the year, I've also made a comparison with the previous fiscal year, which had a considerable improvement. But you see that the corporate debt part relating to concession investments is becoming most of it, and is becoming the majority, because the cash flow of construction produces positive cash flow, which as fund is then directed towards equity investments. And the other question as to the semi-equity I've already answered, but the details can be provided by email. I don't know everything. It's not just, it's just a question about something in relation to this question. Regardless of the amount, do you convert the semi-equity regardless of the amount? We are not expecting to do this by the end of this year yet. Not by now, through the end of this year. The first question by the conference in English is by Lois Turco, by Golden Tree.
Hi there.
You have the floor.
My question. It's been partially answered. It's with regard to the concession disposal. Could you clarify which assets are you going to sell in phase one, and which assets would you be selling in phase two, and to what kind of investors? That would be helpful. But otherwise, you've answered part of my question.
Well, as a first step of the disposal, we will have four assets plus two, potentially plus two. Relating, first of all, the motorway in Turkey, two motorways in Turkey, and the hydro power plant in Chile, and the M5, the subway line 5 in Milan, plus two hospitals in Italy. So for a total amount of hospital, five assets in the healthcare sector. Six assets, if you consider the four assets in the...
Hello to everybody. Sorry for this inconvenience about the phone call, about the phone lines. And here is Stefano Cerri again.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello? This is Stefano. Who's speaking?
Mr. Yes. Turco, your line is open. You can go on with your question.
Great.
Please,
so the line got cut. You were explaining about the disposal of the concessions business. You said that the first step would be four plus two assets, and then we got interrupted. So if you could give more color on this and on the second round of assets, and as to, you know, who typically are the buyers of this, because you're trying to sell minority stakes in very different kind of projects. It is just helpful for us as investors to understand who will be your target buyers.
You are referring to minority stakes, but relevant stakes, because if you consider the relation to the third bridge on Bosphorus is one-third, the gap is made as 20. And the other projects are ranging in a range from 30 up to 50-51%. So relevant stakes of the assets. As a first step, I was telling you that we will include some motorways and healthcare sector projects. In the second wave, you can consider the remaining, let's say, healthcare projects and. So, M5 will be included in the first wave. Approximately 8-9 projects will be included, and we will go ahead very fast, starting from September. Okay? And the institutional investors we are looking for looking at, sorry, we are looking at family offices, insurance companies, pension funds, and there is a strong interest from pension funds from Canadian pension fund or European pension fund relating to the assets. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
The next question from the English conference call is from Yash Bhatt of Credit Suisse. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi there. Thanks very much for the question. I just wondering a little bit about your debt at concession and construction that you disclose. Does that include all the guarantees that may or may not be given by you to any debt at subsidiary, or how should we think about this number, please?
Well, hold on a second. There is no, the debt is not guaranteed. There is no recourse debt. We didn't issue any guarantees related to the financing of the project in project finance. Totally
okay.
No recourse basis, okay?
So the debt that you have, it's like $1.1 billion or so, that includes all guaranteed debt by Staldi across the entire group?
No, we didn't include because we don't have any guarantees related to it.
Okay, so you're just saying that there are no guarantees anywhere?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. La prossima domanda dalla conferenza in italiano è di Bruno Permutti di Banca IMI. Prego.
Relativa alla, così, alla guidance, anche se già se ne è un po' parlato. Però...
Scusi lei, se la interrompo, dottor Permutti, le chiedo se può fare la domanda in inglese. Grazie.
Yes. So the first question would be related to the guidance. The guidance for the EBIT results in the second half of 2015. In particular, the last year we saw a first half quite strong, a second half less strong. I wanted to understand if you imagine something similar this year, so if your conservative guidance for the whole year is related to some provisions that you expect to have in the second half, or if a purely conservative attitude, but without any specific reason. Second point concerns the tax rate. So we saw a quite low tax rate in the first part of the year. I have understood that it was related to Italy. In Italy, if I have well understood, you had some release of funds, so probably you did a good result. I wanted to understand what will happen in the second half in terms of Italian profits and so in terms of probably tax rate for the whole group. And if I may, also on Venezuela, if you can give us an update of your current position in terms of credits, and if you see something changing in the second half of the year.
The average EBIT for the whole year will be in a range with floor is on 9%. Now we are performing better. We will see. We hope we will be in a range from 9 up to 10 more. The improvement relates to the recent tax legislation change related to the joint operation associated outside Italy. Is the effect, the impact in Italy due to the joint operation, international general operation. And so the average tax rate at the year end will be in a range of 30%. So we are now, you know that the change in legislation was quite recent, so we are looking for, we are studying. Venezuela update, we have a receivable, you know, and so we are working of 270 more or less, and we are continuing to work with the Italian government frankly speaking, we hope to be able to collect additional amount within this year, but it's quite hard, you know, due to the oil prices in the market, and so we are continuing to work there because we have a task force in Venezuela working day by day on this issue. So we are confident that we will collect, as I told you in a previous conference call, that we are confident that we will have probably a collection of receivable in a range, the same amount we received last year. So we hope to be able to do. But honestly, I think the oil prices are not a good opportunity in this phase. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
The next question from the English conference call is from Theo Lazard of Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Two questions. The first one is, I was wondering if you could give us any indication if the concession sales go through of how much you expect to pay down in debt. That's the first one. And the second one is regarding your investment in concessions. Could you give us any indication as to how much you expect to invest in concessions this year and next?
Sorry, in relation to the first question, I can tell you that we have all the valuation relating to the assets, but to be honest, the fair value, you know, it's a negotiation. I can tell you that the book value relating to the asset included in the transaction is in a range from 550 up to 600 million euro.
Oh, and we should expect the majority of that to be used to pay down debt once the sale goes through.
No, this amount was financed using the corporate debt. So we injected the equity using the corporate debt. It's included in our corporate debt.
Okay, but once the sale of the concessions goes through, how much of the proceeds, how much of the sales amount do you expect to use to pay down debt?
As the first effect, all of it will be used to pay down debt.
This is the first phase?
In the first phase, yes.
Okay, and the second phase?
Second phase, we have to see what are the new projects that the group is going to be involved in, but that means, you know, on a medium-term stage. As a first effect, all the proceeds will be used to pay down debt.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. And just the question on the equity investments and concessions.
Will be in the range of 100 million euro.
In 2015.
Okay. 100 million euros for this year?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have any indication for 2016?
Please send us an email and we will answer, we will reply very shortly, let's say.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. Mr. Cherry, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Thank you for your attention and your time. I apologize for the inconvenience, technical inconvenience due to the telephone line. Okay, thank you. Bye. See you again.